From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Israel, Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to finish putting together his new government next week. It will be dominated by right-wing and ultra-Orthodox religious parties. Ultra-nationalist leader Avigdor Lieberman has been tapped to be the foreign minister. But Netanyahu will also be joined by a new unlikely ally. He has persuaded the center-left Labour Party to join his government. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, some Labour leaders hope that their inclusion will influence policy and ease concerns about Netanyahu's commitment to peace with the Arabs.
When Benjamin Netanyahu presents his government to Parliament next week, it will mark the culmination of his efforts to return to the office he held in the late 90s. Perhaps trying to ease concern in Europe and the U.S. that his incoming government is not interested in resuming peace talks, Netanyahu told an economic conference in Jerusalem this week that he is prepared to negotiate for peace with the Palestinian Authority.
Palestinians should understand that they have in our government a partner for peace, for security, and for rapid economic development of the Palestinian economy.
That statement brought only a lukewarm response from the Palestinian Authority. Netanyahu made no mention of an independent Palestinian state. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat said Netanyahu has not accepted a two-state solution to the conflict and has not made it clear what kind of partner he'll be. And Erekat warned that if Jewish settlements keep expanding in the occupied West Bank, Netanyahu will, quote, not only torpedo the peace process, he will bury it. Netanyahu has said he'll pursue a policy that would offer economic incentives for the West Bank as a foundation for eventually working toward negotiations on core issues. Diplomats, especially in Europe, have warned that may not be good enough. Policy chief Javier Solana recently said relations would be strained if the incoming government steps back from talks on creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel.
Let me say very clearly that the way in which the European Union will relate to a government that is not committed to a two-state solution will be very, very different. And they know it, and we have to keep on saying that.
Netanyahu's refusal to commit to a two-state solution is a key reason Zippy Livni of Kadima, whose party got the most votes in last month's election, decided against joining a Likud-led coalition. Netanyahu's deal this week with the Israeli Labour Party includes an agreement to abide by previously signed diplomatic and international agreements and to create a plan for Middle East peace. But again, there is no mention of a two-state solution with the Palestinians. There was a bitter debate within Labour over whether or not to join the coalition.
They think that by going inside, you can have more impact.
Labour Party Member of Parliament Daniel Ben-Simon says he was opposed to joining the coalition, but now he says it may be the best Labour can do to try to influence policy from within, rather than, as he put it, sit home and cry about the right-wing mood in Israel.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, it would seem a nightmare for me, such a coalition. I mean, Lieberman, Netanyahu. But I don't ever remember such a mood among Israelis, their attitude towards Arab, their attitudes toward the peace process. What I'm telling you is that this election, this coalition, is the face of Israel 2009.
It's not clear how stable and long-lasting the coalition will prove to be. Netanyahu's stand on peace efforts with the Palestinians could spark tensions with the Obama administration, which has made it clear it favors strong diplomacy and dialogue to tackle the Arab-Israeli conflict. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.